efforting in this effort today. It's just a really good job. 9 o'clock, Bob Davis is next.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Paul Harvey, news and comment. Brought to you by High Health. Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans. In the vast Midwest, there are places that can get hurt, and everybody hurts. Minneapolis is one of those places. I don't know why. In Minneapolis at rush hour yesterday, the interstate bridge across the Mississippi collapsed. At almost the same instant, the Twins were beginning to play Kansas City in the Metrodome. Now, to cancel that ball game, in respect for the dead and for the grieving survivors, would have released a flood tide of automobiles snarling emergency rescue traffic on area highways. So the game played on. Rescuers continued rescuing, and the game played on into the night. While 24,000 stayed in the Metrodome, 10 innings, the inevitably distracted Twins lost. By the dawn's early light, the death toll was 4 and rising. The search continues for dozens missing. A lot of area parents were kneeling at their beds last night. The vintage school bus, loaded, barely made it across. Now, page 2. I'm quoting from the mailbag. Mr. Harvey, at 57, I was diagnosed with macular degeneration. I've had a very active career and lifestyle. I thought my life was over if I was going blind. Then I heard you talking about ocular nutrition. And my eye condition has now stabilized without any surgery of any kind. And, Mr. Harvey, my career and lifestyle are as active as they ever were. So thank you to you and to High Health. Signed, Ann Whitley of Spring Valley, California. We have a reliable long-term study now showing that certain nutrients may indeed help patients reduce the risk, even slow the progression of advanced macular degeneration. Approximately 25% of the study patients achieved that result. And not only Ann and Paul Harvey are taking ocular nutrition, but tens of thousands of people are reordering over and over again. Because now you get all of the nutrients from High Health. You get the lutein, the ester C, and the E, and the zinc. You get them all in one premier formula in a single capsule. And you order with a phone call to 1-800-686-2299. Or go on the website at www.highhealth.com. Please, if you know anybody with macular degeneration, get this phone number to them today, please. 1-800-686-2299. No known connection, but since Obama threatened to deploy American troops to Pakistan, Al-Qaeda has posted a photograph on the Internet, digitally altered photograph of our White House burning, and these words in print: wait for the big surprise. Motorcycle accidents are up for the ninth year in a row. Motorcycle fatalities 4,810. Most any very windy day, capricious Mother Nature can create a sudden powerful gust of wind. It's called a microburst. Michael Hess was driving his car in Glade Springs, Virginia, on Route 58 when a microburst unroofed a pizza shop alongside and the roof slammed into his car. Michael Hess was 19. And now, for what it's worth, New York's Martha Wyman entered the taxi of a conspicuously Caribbean driver. A Caribbean driver, she was uncomfortable. The driver wore the flowing long hair of a Rastafarian. Miss Wyman was frightened, sort of. Hesitantly, she recited her destination. And then the driver turned around and grinned a toothless grin and asked, quote, "Isn't that Oscar de la Renta perfume you're wearing?" Oh, sure, it was. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Paul. Harvey News and Comment has been brought to you by High Health. 1-800-686-2299.
As a result of recent hailstorms, your insurance company may owe you thousands of dollars to pay for brand new roofing, siding, and other items. In order to make sure you get paid for all the damage and make sure your repairs are done right and on time, you need a contractor with the experience to make it happen. You need Burco's 3R Systems. Burco's 3R Systems owner Larry Burtis is Minnesota's most experienced roofing and siding hail damage contractor with over 35 years of proven experience plus 20 years of real insurance industry experience. With Burco's 3R Systems, you get a real insurance expert working on your behalf to make sure you get paid for all of the hail damage, damage that inexperienced contractors regularly overlook. Want to make sure you get paid for all of your hail damage and save hundreds of dollars on upgrades? Call Burco's 3R Systems today at 952-435-0400. That's 952-435-0400. Or go to burcos.com, B-U-R-C-O-S.com, and see what Burco's 3R Systems can do for you.
Patience is a virtue. That's what people say to feel better about how annoying it is to sit around and wait. Which is why Acura is rewarding impatience during their Chance to Advance sales opportunity with a 2.9% APR on all vehicles and their full array of technology. So visit your local dealer today. Drive off in whichever Acura vehicle you desire for only 2.9% APR and throw patience out the window. 2.9% APR for well-qualified buyers. Offer ends September 4th, 2007. See dealer for details.
Get up to a $40 gift card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires, or double your gift card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, the Goodyear Get There with a Winner tire sale is going full throttle. Winners get there with Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. Offers end August 25th. For complete details and location nearest you, visit GoodyearTires.com. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. All trademarks of the property of their respective owners.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
KSTP, the talk station, 907. This is Bob Davis. Good morning. Obviously, we're talking about the bridge collapse this morning. I got to tell you, here's the plan. The plan is that there's going to be a number of press conferences this morning. I imagine that there will be a governor's press conference. I know that there's going to be a doctor's press conference. And what we'll do is we will take those press conferences, if they're televised, and, see what's going on, although we're not going to just sit here and go wall-to-wall with live press conferences unless there's some key information that's available. I don't know how many more experts we can line up to talk about what may or may not have happened. We will be contacting and talking to the Five Eyewitness News reporters down there, throughout the morning to find out if there's any new information. The most we know now, as you've probably heard about the bridge collapse, I could go on and on, and we will. Bob Berglund is here with news updates and so forth. But the thing I want to say is I react the way you guys react. I react to this thing as a viewer. One of the things that's happened this morning is obviously because anybody in media in Minneapolis, I don't care if you are a janitor at a TV station or a radio station in Minneapolis, you're getting email and calls from literally TV and radio stations worldwide and cable news operations all over the world. I wouldn't be surprised if Al Jazeera calls to try to get information on and talk to someone. And then you're an instant expert. This is the thing that I find absolutely fascinating. Let me tell you what I was doing when the bridge collapsed. I was asleep. I went home, I took a nap, and the phone rang. And it was Kyle, my producer, saying, hey, turn your TV on. I was like, well, tell me why. I don't know if I want to get up from my nap because I don't want to, you know. Unless they hauled Bin Laden out of a hole, because I, in a million years, wouldn't have thought, oh, a bridge collapsed. So then, you know, he told me the bridge collapsed, so I got up and I started watching and got up really early this morning and so forth. But I have been doing what you've been doing. And yet, this morning, I'm getting on all these talk shows all over America as an expert. That's the way this thing is. It's, and here's the storyline that's developing. And here's a couple things I want to do. One, in the midst of all this, we've been broadcasting all morning. We've been broadcasting all night. And I would like to hear some reaction. I'd like to hear some personal stories. I would like to hear what people think about the coverage. I would like to hear some theories, with the caveat that any theory is welcome as long as people keep an open mind, because I will tell you, one of the things that I'm hearing already is, well, here's why it happened. Let me tell you something, and I'm no expert, but I've lived long enough to know that nobody is going to be able to tell you why this bridge collapsed, and usually the first things that people say are wrong. And I am stunned at the storyline already, which was on ABC and some other networks. Oh, there are questions, and we don't know. Of course there are questions. And the storyline is something sinister happened. There was some negligent thing that happened, and so forth. And we don't know that. We don't know what happened. We don't know why it happened. It is a tragedy. It is a catastrophe. There are personal stories. And that's the focus. It's what can be done to help the people that need help. And, you know, if you want to engage in theories about it, great. You know, we'll listen to it. But keep an open mind. A couple other things. If you are contacted or if you are on television, in other words, if you happen to be down there and they put you on TV, please, a couple of things. And I have to say, remember when we did this with the snow? When we said when the snow comes and the national TV comes, please, don't turn this into Katrina. In other words, don't say, you know, where's FEMA, and this is terrible. We should have trains built, and if there was just more money for transportation, all this. No one knows why this happened. That is what we are trying to determine right now. And I think people should say that. Look, we don't know why it happened. It's terrible. These things do happen, unfortunately, and there is a loss of life, and it's unfortunate. But let's keep focused on what needs to be done. One more thing. It's pretty clear that the first responders have done an excellent job, and they deserve a lot of credit for practicing and for preparing for this kind of thing. And, you know, they don't want to hear it because obviously they're not around, you know, to say, well, we don't want to take credit for anything. But I just want to say, you know, I listened to the scanner as soon as it happened yesterday, and, you know, despite all of the panic and the craziness, those guys really performed, and it's just, it was amazing to me how quickly they got doctors, nurses, specialists. They had pediatricians down there, and so forth. And I just want to say congratulations to those guys in terms of just help. And then, you know, one more thing is, I guess Bush will speak at 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll cover that, as well as any other press conferences, as they come up. So those are all the caveats. Just want to throw things open to you guys now at 651-646-8255, toll-free, 877-615-1500. Get your theories and your personal stories and your ideas, and see where you're at. And that's it. I mean, I'm reacting just as much as you are. I know just as much as you do. I don't know anything, and I did that purposefully. I didn't go read a bunch of books on concrete stress and everything else, because I don't want to know. I want to hear what you guys think, and that's it. So here we go. Scott, you're on AM 1500.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I have a theory, and that's all it is on what happened. With concrete, with certain mixtures, it can really heat up as it sets and cures. It can heat up to several hundred degrees. Now, when you're adding 10 inches of concrete or 8 inches, I don't know how much they were laying down on that bridge of new concrete, but it will transfer that heat down into the steel. And theoretically, it could, the heat, you know, if it's hot enough, will weaken the steel.
What?
And
how does it, you know, I remember reading about the Hoover Dam. When they built the Hoover Dam, they had to have the concrete air conditioned, right?
Yeah.
They had to build air conditioners to literally air condition the concrete. Why does it heat up so much?
The chemical reaction mixing with the limestone or the lime and the lye in the concrete, when it mixes with the water and the oxygen, it's a chemical reaction, and it starts. I mean, it'll get to several hundred degrees.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were a lot of the concrete guys, when they're mixing the real hard Portland cement, they will warn you that it will cause third degree burns if you get it on you.
Wow. Does the temperature have anything to do with that? You know, it being 97 degrees yesterday. Yeah, I mean, it was hot as hell yesterday.
Yeah, it very well could have. I'm not an expert, so I don't know. But, you know, you factor in, you get all that heat from all that concrete, and it's, you know, leaching into the steel mixed with all the heat from the ambient air with all the vibration and the traffic that's on it. You know, you don't know.
So your theory is it was just too much heat?
Yeah, just too much heat. And, you know, I would, you know, be wondering if, you know, the mixture of the concrete just was, you know, just got it so hot that it just, you know, caused it to soften the metal and buckle.
Thanks, Scott. That's a good theory. We'll see.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. I mean, that's one I have not heard. Bob, you're on AM 1500.
How you doing, Bob?
Doing great.
Well, I was delivering our Night Times magazine down the Northeast, and, you know, I'm going in and out of bars delivering the paper, and, you know, people are coming up with, you know, conspiracy theories, all that. But one guy had a...
What were some of the conspiracy theories? I got to hear.
Oh, it was terrorism. I mean, that was basically it.
Okay.
I mean, it was...
It wasn't Bush did this to distract attention from Iraq. It wasn't that.
But one guy had a really interesting perspective on it. He says, all the cars were bumper to bumper on one side of the bridge, and obviously both ways, and it was like the paper plate theory. You know, you overload one side of your paper plate, what's going to happen?
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
It makes sense because of it's a weight distribution thing, and you're talking about, you know, steel girders, you know, Legos, if you will, but it makes sense.
Well, so does the concrete was too hot, and it transferred the heat to the steel beams theory. I don't know.
One melting one or two steel beams isn't going to bring that whole thing down. And that's just my perspective because, you know, I have a relative that's in concrete, and, you know, it's a good theory. Yes, it does get hot, but I don't think to that point as, like, the World Trade Center went down because of all the, you know...
Oh, no, the World Trade Center was taken down because they used bombs. Didn't you know that? They actually blew the World Trade Center and dropped it because that's the... Didn't you know that? That Bush did that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I go with...
If you listen to that side of the
story. Well, it's true. You know, look at Building 7. That proves it. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of theories. And, you know, it's almost like a lottery in terms of, you know, taking up a position on the theory of what actually caused this thing to happen. Because you can't... I don't think anybody has a clue at this point. Bob, you're on AM 1500.
Yeah, I just was thinking about how, you know, when you're confronted with something like this, you want to try to make sense of it and categorize
the
experience. And, you know, if you think of 9/11 as sort of man versus man and that kind of a theme, and then you think about Katrina as man versus nature, and then you look at this and I would categorize it as man versus time. I mean, anytime we build something, the time clock is ticking for the day that it comes down. That's just the nature of human activity and structures and things. And I just got to believe there's a whole lot more bridges that are, you know, and all kinds of infrastructure that just it's a matter of time. And we're going to, unfortunately, I think, be hearing more and more of this as the years go by. I don't think this is kind of a new thing for us now. It's a shocker, and so we're trying to pigeonhole.
But you don't even know if age had anything to do with this bridge coming down.
Well, it eventually will be a factor in
well, but
anything.
But it is. You don't know that it is a factor. Okay, look, the bridge is 40 years old. How old is the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah, older. Yeah, no doubt.
You know, old is the Brooklyn Bridge? You don't, you know, I don't know whether age had anything to do with the thing. First of all, what goes up must come down eventually,
exactly.
I suppose. But that's like saying, well, eventually a plane will crash. Yes, plane will crash. There will be disasters. I see it more as we go through life every day, and we don't realize how close we are, essentially, to a piano falling on our head. And it happens, it can happen for any reason at any time, whether the bridge is 70 years old or a year old. I mean, there are buildings that have collapsed that are brand new.
Yeah. Well, there's other factors involved for sure, but you know, 100,000 cars a day, heat, cold, salt, you know, all kinds of vibrations, and yeah, the construction probably is going to prove to be some sort of factor here. All that work on there and the redistributing the load and the concrete and all of that, but there's got to be some parts underneath there that were suffering for the age too. I got to believe there's.
Well, there were, but you don't know whether again. This is the storyline. We let the bridges get too old. We're not building the infrastructure up, and therefore these are problems. We should have more money spent on that. And yet, and this is the thing that upsets me, this bridge would cost something like $400 million to replace, and if we had budgeted $400 million, it would have been spent on light rail. So this bridge still would have collapsed.
Yeah.
If your theory holds true.
There's political tides that go this way and that way, but there's one other factor that plays into why this kind of hits us in the gut so hard is, I mean, we're a nation that's dependent on car transportation.
Right. If we just had trains, the bridges wouldn't collapse. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it freaks people out to drive over bridges as it is sometimes, you know.
It doesn't freak me out at all to drive over a bridge. I mean, I love this kind of speculation. If we just took trains, you know, the bridge wouldn't collapse. I love it, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 651-646-8255, toll free, 877-615-1500. What are your theories? Again, I am reacting just like you, and I got to tell you, I have to control myself sometimes. I watched this all night last night. I am not an expert on bridges, not an expert on disasters. All I can do is just sit here and take calls and, again, try to keep an open mind when you hear these theories. Back in a second at AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
I'll never again ask you to pull my finger.
I will never watch another episode of The Three Stooges.
I will always remember our anniversary, and this time I mean it.
You'd be surprised what some guys will do to be able to play a round of golf.
I will go to every chick flick you want to, and I'll like it.
Good thing they don't have to sacrifice to get the best golf advice. Available weekday afternoons at 5:10 from Jock Olson.
I will start asking you if what I'm wearing is okay.
They're quick, they're free, and you won't have to jump through any hoops to get them. Jock Olson's Golf Tips, brought to you each weekday by Better Rated Insurance.
There are some offers you've got to take advantage of. Grandma taking the kids for the weekend, 10-year car warranties, a Vikings playoff ticket, because let's face it, they're usually run out by October.
See you later.
I'm Joe Souchere, offering you another deal you have to snatch up on AM 1500's Dining Deals. Every Wednesday, I'll announce when the offer is available during the 3 o'clock hour of GL. $50 gift certificates for half price. And with the money you save on the food, you can buy a couple of drinks and the cab ride home at the end of the night.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
Tune in every Wednesday when Michael Kadire talks Twins baseball with Willie and Jay at 8:05 on AM 1500 KSTP. Brought to you by Winthrop and Weinstein, attorneys and counselors at law. Find out what they can do for your business.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Obviously, we are covering the bridge collapse, 35W in Minneapolis. We're doing it all day, and we'll get a traffic update. Ken Olson's here, and we'll keep doing this, by the way. I know traffic's going to be crazy this morning,
Yeah. So
let's do that.
It's the same mantra I've been preaching all morning, Bob. First and foremost, avoid all freeways into and through downtown Minneapolis. If it's not your final destination, go miles out of your way to avoid it. You don't want to deal with the gridlock. If you need to travel north or south through the Twin Cities, you're coming up from Iowa, you're going to Duluth, vice versa, 35E is your answer. Just stick to it. Now, commuters, if you're coming in from the North Metro, of course, you folks are being affected the most. Traffic into downtown Minneapolis on South 35W is being diverted to South Highway 280, and then from there down to West 94. I know you're in a panic now, but wait. All the stoplights on 280 have been turned green. That's permanent. It's going to be that way for a couple of years. Broadway, B.
Can I ask you, this is a weird question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What about people who are, remember when you could turn on to 280 from down there by where
Broadway?
River of Goods is and everything? Is that Broadway? What do you do?
Can't do it anymore. It's
okay. Closed.
So you're not using Broadway anymore.
So there's no cross traffic.
Or County B, no cross traffic. That baby is a freeway thoroughfare. 655, 65, whatever you can get away with. Our other alternate, and I really like this one, it's South 35W to West 694. You take that one over to East 94, and you roll into downtown from the north. It should work. You're going to see delays from Broadway down to the tunnel, but what the heck. It is probably going to be faster. And you know what? For that matter, don't be afraid to take East 694 over to 35E and then down to West 94. Side streets, parkways, use these. Use Shepherd Road instead of 94 between the downtowns during the morning and afternoon.
I rode my
rush.
Bike to work.
Oh, well, that's a perfect idea, Bob. It really is. And Washington Avenue should be avoided at all costs. TFN.
Absolutely.
Don't even try it. And as for the scene, I went down there last night, Bob. You can't get anywhere close. I've got all the credentials in the world.
Yeah.
I didn't get close enough. You're not going to see anything. Authorities are going to give you the stink eye. Just stay away.
I thought I would see something from the bridge at the U this morning when I rode my bike over. You can see that, what is that arch bridge thing? Then?
That's 10th Avenue.
Okay. You can see that, but you can't see past that. So
right.
You can't really see anything.
And that reminds me, that street, that bridge is closed because that's the only way the authorities are getting over the river. They're using that to go back and forth, so that remains closed today.
All right. Well, yeah, and you're going to keep watching it, so.
Yeah, I'm around.
10-4. We'll see you in a few. We are taking calls, getting people's theories and reaction, I think, to coverage of this event. People haven't had a chance to talk. And real quick, the president's going to do a quick thing at 10 o'clock. If there's any press conferences, we'll be watching and we'll take those live. Supposedly there's going to be a doctor's press conference. The casualty numbers are up and down, so keep in mind we're watching that, and we're also going to eventually get all of our five eyewitness news people on one by one from the location to try and see if there's any new information. My thing now is, what's the new information? That's the main thing, and getting people's reaction to it. Chad, you're on AM 1500.
Yeah, it's easy to have a lot of convictive thoughts without a lot of data. And in 2001, this bridge was found sound by the University of Minnesota Engineering Department.
Yes.
And this will be thoroughly investigated.
Yes.
And the companies that were doing the work are well aware of all of the factors that affect what they do, and they've done it thousands and thousands of times.
Yes, we don't, you know, this, again, I have to keep saying that we can entertain theories, but we don't know what happened. And chances are what happened will not be on anyone's list of things right now. It's out here. We're not
experts. That's right. I'll be reading my father's copy of the engineering news record when it comes out. They do very solid reporting when events like this happen. It may take a month or two for it to all come out, but it'll be true and factual reporting as opposed to some of the early stuff we get. And I'm finding it interesting now that we're talking about people reporting. Elwin Tinklenburg, I get the impression, is running for something. He was implying within hours.
Yes.
We may have a funding problem, and
yes, I thought that was deplorable. With all due respect,
yes,
deplorable.
And inspections were not adequate, maybe.
And if we just spent more money on highways, this wouldn't happen. And I couldn't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want, just
did you see?
How long,
by the way, did you see Charlie Weaver right after that? It was on Channel 5. I don't know if he said it at any of the stations. I saw him on 5. Charlie Weaver's on right after that. And Charlie was just like, I'm not even going to respond to that question. He didn't even say anything.
I didn't
He literally did not even respond to the question. Because she asked him, well, what about the money not being spent on highways? And he didn't even respond.
Well, that's good. But what's going to be interesting is to watch how long this bridge gets replaced. We're going to see a quality, reliable bridge get built when we really want it built. We don't have the luxury of spending 9+ years in meetings for redundant, ridiculous permits from a hodgepodge of government bureaucracies and nonprofits and so-called stakeholders.
Right.
2 or 3 years, maybe, as opposed to a bridge some 50 miles away over the Stillwater we've been waiting 50-some-odd years.
I wouldn't count my chickens, Chad. You never know what can happen. But they're saying it's going to be a bipartisan effort. We'll see what happens. Thank you.
Well, we shall see.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, they said this morning that this should not be a partisan effort, that this will end up being something that our representatives will have a consensus to deal with and address properly. Chad, you're on AM 1500.
Yeah, you got Chad and Chad back.
Chad and Chad, it's the Chad Show.
Kind of dangerous, isn't it?
Yes.
Say, what's the old adage? A little bit of information is dangerous.
Yes. You're absolutely right.
I'm sure your caller a few calls ago meant well, but the amount of heat generated out of concrete, and I have a background in that, it gets warm. In fact, even on a day like yesterday, it may have got as warm as 130, 140 degrees, but none of that would affect the superstructure below, the steel that holds everything up. That would be a non-issue.
What does it take to weaken metal underneath when you're putting concrete on?
Well, I think some of the other callers, and then the last one you had probably came as close as anybody. All the years probably of the salt and whatnot that's been applied across the surface of that bridge for 40 years, because I believe it was built and constructed in
1967. Yeah.
So that's going to be a factor. But there are some other issues that may come in that do have to do with the concrete in a different way. As people have called in, they've gone up on the deck and air hammered out or jackhammered out certain portions of the deck to replace it, and you could see down through, if you will, through the bridge deck down to the water. Which, if you stop and think of, for example, a four-legged table, as long as everything is together, it all functions the way it is. If you remove a few pieces, now it gets kind of wobbly, doesn't it? So it is possible.
You mean a few pieces from the top?
Exactly. So that is a possibility, and I'm sure the engineering folks will figure that out. But so speculation is exactly that, speculation.
Yes.
But then the sad thing is what already started last night, and in your previous caller, the other Chad, touched on it. It right off the bat, it's political all the way, and they're going to try to...
On ABC News this morning, yeah, the storyline is there are questions. You know, well, of course there are questions, you know, but it's there are questions. Why did this happen? We don't know. Let's wait and find out what they say. But no, we're going to go off on there are questions, you know.
Well, they'll try to make Pelosi an old curmudgeon and the rest of the Republicans saying they've taken all this money when, in fact, as you just mentioned, a lot of money got diverted from transportation over to the light rail where it should have gone into the bridge.
That's
in the
right.
First place.
Not to mention maintenance and so forth. And even if they'd said we're going to make this much money available for a bridge deck or whatever they wanted to do, you know damn well that not all of that would have gone to that because there would have been no imperative to do that. But
now,
it's going to be someone's negligence, you know.
Yep, there is some hope. I just had a friend of mine who works for the largest construction company in the world out of Los Angeles happen to call me this morning. They were the folks that went and put all the oil well fires out in Iraq, and they did it about 2.5 years
ago. Oh, yeah, I remember that was going to take 20 years.
Yeah, they did it in a matter of about 18 months. It was all done. They're already signing up to be one of the folks that'll come in, and I will tell you that in 2 to 2.5 years, it'll all be done.
All right, thanks, Chad.
You bet.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the information. We're talking about theories, personal stories, and trying to keep an open mind about what may or may not have caused this and the storylines that will come out of it. So we appreciate your calls. Let's get a news update. Bob Berglund standing by at AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
And good morning. It's 74 degrees at 9:32. Here's the latest information. Officials lowered the death toll this morning to 4, but cautioned that number is bound to rise because there are 20 to 30 people, maybe more, still missing. They have upped the number of injured to 79. Hennepin County Medical Center took in 24 people. One died. 5 are still in critical condition. 10 in satisfactory condition. 8 were treated and released. North Memorial Medical Center received 9 patients. 2 are still in serious condition. 7 were treated and released. The others injured were either walk-ins to Fairview University or treated on scene by paramedics. Crews have been moving heavy equipment onto the river this morning as they begin to look for those vehicles still submerged in the river and begin to pull the bridge debris up and out of the way. Governor Pelosi was back on the scene this morning and warned that there's going to be a continued traffic and economic disruption for a long time. How long is anybody's guess at this point?
We don't know that yet, but we know from past experiences from around the country, you just don't build a bridge like this overnight. In terms of debris removal and rebuilding a bridge, best case a year and probably longer.
What happened has been speculated since it began last night, but it could be a long time before experts come up with an official explanation. The Minnesota Twins played their game with the Kansas City Royals last night. Despite the bridge calamity, they lost 5-3. Kevin Smith of the Twins office says the Metrodome got a lot of calls from people who were worried if their loved ones made it to the game. And he says they were able to actually track down ticket holders and report back to people that they indeed were there. Smith says they also decided it was not a good idea to let several thousand people back out of the dome into the traffic mess that the bridge collapse created outside.
We decided that an hour before the game and after we were getting some details and talked to the police department that the best course of action was to keep those 25,000 people in place, continue with the game, let things settle down, let those first responders get on the streets and do what they needed to do, and then advise the fans during the game what and how they should exit the dome and where they should not go. So it really kind of gave 25,000 folks and us and the authorities an opportunity to manage a lot of cars that we did on those roadways.
The Twins have also canceled today's game against the Royals, as well as this evening's planned groundbreaking ceremonies at the new ballpark. Patrick Hammer's 5 Eyewitness News forecast. Mostly sunny and 87 today. It's 74 degrees now. Let's go to New York now and get a live Wall Street Journal business report.
We're going to skip that. Yeah, because Rich Danick is on the telephone. We're going to talk to the sheriff. So
oh, good. Let's talk
we'll
to
do
the
that
sheriff.
Now. Thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you later. Sheriff Danick, good morning, sir. Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for calling. We just want to get an update, see what's going on, and see what you can tell us.
You know, at this point, we moved to a recovery mode, and so at daylight this morning, we sent out teams of sheriff's deputies and structural engineers to take a look at the damage to the bridge itself, assess the safety and security of it, and whether or not we could put our recovery workers back into the water. We have not done that yet, but we're just on our way now to a briefing to do that very thing.
Do you have a there was some speculation about the number of cars that were underwater. Do you have a hard number on that yet?
You know, there are dozens of cars on the bridge at the time of the collapse. You can visibly see a number of them still on the bridge itself. There are a number of them submerged in the river, some that are out of the water, some that are completely covered by water, but I don't have an exact number for you.
Okay.
Again, about midnight last night, we pulled our rescue efforts out due to the current, the structural debris in the water, and nighttime. So we're back this morning, back at it.
What do you have down there? What does Hennepin County have down there? You have boats. What kind of assets do you have down there?
Yeah, you know, the Hennepin County Sheriff's Water Patrol is high tech. We've got about a half a dozen or more patrol boats down there with recovery teams, dive teams, using sonar to locate the debris in the water, locate the cars using GPS. Very high tech. We've also staged a number of barges up river and down river with heavy equipment to aid in the recovery efforts.
How are your people doing?
No, I think the rescue workers overall are doing exceptionally well. There's a lot of stress, as you can imagine, with a rescue and recovery operation of this magnitude. We're about 16 hours into it. Logistically, we're doing pretty well. A number of people in Minnesota, private, public partnerships have pulled together to provide some of the logistics that we need immediately. And that's really what makes it work. We operate under a unified command system here, so although the sheriff's office, police, fire, we all have our separate responsibilities, we act with one voice and one action in order to make the recovery of it.
There was a lot of talk, and there has been a lot of talk on the national TV shows as well about the preparation that you guys all put into this. In general, how's your view of how the first responders handled it, how the communications worked, and how everything that you may have rehearsed sort of worked out for you?
Well, a couple things. One, Minnesota, we train ad nauseum in terms of incident command, unified command, so the response last night about 6 p.m. to the initial calls for help were tremendous, literally a statewide response. By 8 o'clock, we had hundreds, 2 hours into this, we had hundreds of first responders here, police, fire, non-law enforcement entities. To the point where about 10:30, 11 o'clock, we canceled any additional response efforts and started to work on logistics. There are a number of heroic events that happened over the last 16 hours or so, from rescuing people from the river itself to the recovery efforts. Not the least of which is probably the most visible was a school bus loaded with kids, about 60 of them. And, none of those kids were hurt seriously, thank God, but the potential was there, and a lot of people came to their aid, got them off, and that is a tremendous thing to see.
We're getting a lot of reports that you guys, people want to take water down there and stuff. Is there anything you need, or what do you want to tell people about going down there? We're getting people still want to go down there and see this, and I want to.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is what I told the public, and sure, I mean, we appreciate the public support. We need the public support, and through the media is how we get that message out. So, thank you for asking. We're asking for three things from the public. One, stay away from the scene. Let the rescue and recovery workers do their job. There's a number of people that still need to respond to the scene, a number of pieces of equipment we need to get here, but they need to be able to get in and out with traffic flow. Secondly, the Red Cross has asked for donations of blood. We did have a number of people hurt during this tragedy, and they need donations of blood. They can do it at their local hospital. They can do it at the local Red Cross. And I think the third part is the Victim and Family Recovery Center, which is located at the Holiday Inn Metrodome, which is where families and others are gathering or contacting their loved ones to figure out what exactly happened. We still have a number of people unaccounted for, and that's where we're directing those resources.
Do you have a number on those unaccounted for? Just off the top of your head.
Yeah, we're heading down. You know, as of this morning, there were still a couple dozen unaccounted for. Don't know what they are for now, but a couple dozen.
Okay. Sheriff Rich Janik, thank you so much. Hennepin County handling all the water recovery. Good luck, and thank you once again.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Be right back at AM 1500 KSDP, the talk station.
Royce.
I was there in St. Louis when McGuire and Sosa went at each other. I'm embarrassed to go back and look at what I wrote.
Suhan.
A lot of fun on the show making fun of baseball tonight. Arrested Desperado. Okay. Talking about Barry Bonds. You felt a lot more relaxed after you had that long talk with the Reverend Jesse James.
And Lane.
I just vote that we outlaw culture of integrity around any football team.
Sunday Sports Talk.
Here's a guy who wouldn't drive the 3 minutes in the Target Center to watch a Timberwolves regular season game.
Right.
And now he's mad about
it. Sundays 10 to noon on AM 1500 KSTP.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee.
Ready in advance.
See store for details.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 07.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to campusdoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit campusdoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Listen to Timothy Galarn, who is a safety engineer, talks about the number of MnDOT workers on the bridge and what was going on the bridge just before the collapse.
This bridge was undergoing a rehabilitation, what they call a deck rehabilitation, and they had ground the pavement off and jackhammered some of the bad concrete out, and they were in the process of what they call putting a concrete overlay on it.
So that's sort of what was going on just prior to the collapse, and there's going to be a lot of speculation about what caused it. We've been talking to people all morning, just been calling, just regular folks. As I said, my big thing is just reacting to this as a viewer more than anything, and as a citizen, not so much as a radio person or as quote unquote a reporter, which I'm not, or an expert, which I'm not. And the thing that's amazing to me is the speculation, what they're saying caused it, and particularly the storyline that there was some, horrible negligence that caused this, or that we aren't spending enough money on infrastructure and so forth. I suppose one could say, and maybe this is argumentative, but one could say that and we've often talked about it, we don't and we haven't been planning enough for expansion. And one of the things that's happening in this market and many others is that more people are moving in and so forth. But whether or not more money would have been spent on that particular bridge and whether or not that particular bridge had problems is really speculation. So when you hear these national storylines, and they're already starting. I mentioned, heard one on ABC News this morning, that there's questions. And I said, again, there's going to be questions. You know, that's part of what happens. And there will be an investigation. So it's always interesting to hear the theory. 651-646-8255, toll free 877-615-1500. Matt, you're on AM 1500. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi.
Yes.
My big thing is there's going to be a lot of speculation, like you're saying, and everything like that. But as long as we don't know what happened to the bridge, why are we putting so much weight on other bridges that weren't designed to carry that much weight? If it was, in fact, a weight issue, why are we directing...
Well, we don't know that it was a weight issue. That's the point.
That's what I'm saying. Until we do know what happened, we're all just overcrowding bridges that aren't designed...
How do you know we're overcrowding a bridge?
Traffic right now is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you don't know what the weight bearing statistics are. You don't know what they were designed to hold or not hold. And you know, I love when people say, "Well, we're overcrowding bridges." We don't know that.
We don't know if we're not though either.
No, that's not the way to answer that question. We you can't just say we're overcrowding the bridges, therefore we have too much weight on a bridge, when you don't know what the weight requirements are or what the weight bearing, the load bearing, the outside of the load bearing is. What's too much traffic? What's too little? I mean, you don't know that. You don't even know if weight caused this one to collapse.
Exactly. I mean, my question is, the big thing for me is that I'm driving across bridges right now that are probably two-lane bridges, such as the, I mean, just for an example, I'm not driving across the 10th Avenue Bridge because it's obviously closed down, but people are driving across bridges like that, and, I mean, they're bumper-to-bumper, just like 35W was, where 35W, I mean, I understand that they're all designed differently and such like that, but it's just, I think that we should really be reliant on mass transit right now, because
why do you think mass transit will reduce traffic congestion?
How does mass transit not
no, that is not how you answer the question. Here's how you answer the question. In other words, I don't mean to argue with you, but this is a perception that people have, that mass transit reduces traffic congestion. Okay, there is no proof that mass transit reduces traffic congestion. It is a misnomer. It does not take... Do you think that having a train would take people off that bridge? Do you really think that?
I guess my common sense tells me that you put...
Not common sense. What is the proof that if you put trains in, it's going to reduce traffic on that bridge?
I guess there is no proof.
Right. So to suggest that we spend literally hundreds of billions of dollars to build a mass transit system, which is fine if you want to build it, that's your choice. But to suggest that we have a government-run mass transit system with trains and bus lanes and everything else because it's going to reduce congestion on a bridge that you don't even know why it collapsed is fascinating to me.
That wasn't my point. My point was reliant on mass transit as of now, because of the way traffic is going to be now.
Huh?
Bridge down.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying something else.
No. I like to call the light rail the train from nowhere to nowhere.
Right. So I don't know how that's going to help you now either. You know, I think that this concept of the train in the Twin Cities is absolute insanity.
And the thing
they ought to just take it out.
Is people are going to come back and plenty what's the train. Well,
yes, they will. That's exactly what they'll do.
It was a Palenti's idea for the train initially.
Right. They'll all do it, and they're all saying it. They all think the trains reduce congestion. They all believe this panacea that public transport will reduce the weight on the bridge. It's a dream. It is literally a pipe dream.
I completely agree. My big thing with the train right now is I don't understand what two areas it really connects. And stuff like that. We've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on this train that goes from literally nowhere to nowhere. And then people right now are going to turn around and say, "Hey, Plenty, what was the deal with the train?" When really, Ventura put it back in when he was back in office. And people just immediately point to the lawmakers and say, "Oh, it was your fault."
Well, guess what? Get ready for the finger pointing, because it has just begun.
I understand.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you. And that's my issue. The finger pointing is... At this point, I don't know what to say. I don't want to start stuttering around about it, but I just, No one knows why this thing collapsed. No one knows if it was weight, if it was traffic, if it was construction, what caused it. And yet, we're already making, you know, plans about, you know, people suggesting we should spend more money on this and more trains and everything else. 651-646-8255, toll free 877-615-1500. What's your theory at AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station?
For over a decade, Ticket King has been providing Minnesotans with tickets to the most sought-after events in the Twin Cities and nationwide. Whether it's a ticket to a sporting event, concert, or an off-Broadway show, you can count on Ticket King to get you in the door. Be sure to visit the brand new Ticket King location right in the heart of Minneapolis on the corner of Chicago and Washington, just a couple of blocks from the Metrodome. Stop in for your chance to win a $500 gift certificate during Ticket King's grand opening celebration. When others say they're sold out, your local Ticket King office has the tickets you want.
To buy your tickets locally today, call Ticket King toll free at 1-800-396-7328 and talk to one of their friendly representatives, or visit them securely online 24 hours a day at TicketKingOnline.com. Again, that's a toll-free call at 1-800-396-7328 or online at TicketKingOnline.com. Ticket King, your hometown ticket broker, bringing you sold-out entertainment for over a decade.
America has chosen a new leader. Nuvi, the portable, easy-to-use GPS navigator from Garmin. Just tap the screen to look up addresses and attractions and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn left on Chestnut Street.
And now, Nuvi's at a new, lower price. You might say Garmin's on a mission to put Nuvi on every dashboard.
Arriving at Independence Hall, on right.
Garmin, don't just get there, arrive.
Listen to Inside Twins with General Manager Terry Ryan, Sundays from noon to 12:30, brought to you in part by Twin City Siding Professionals. Twin City Siding Professionals are your James Hardy installation specialists. Check them out at am1500.com, keyword siding.
The talk station, AM 1500 KSTP.
We are taking your calls in response to the tragedy of the bridge collapse, 35W, yesterday. And I mentioned earlier that as a viewer, you know, you watch this and then you start to go crazy because you want to respond to it. Your theories are welcome. We have to keep an open mind. Love talking about it, as well as personal stories and reactions to it that you may or may not want to talk about. 651-646-8255, toll free 877-615-1500. Brian, you're on AM 1500. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing? Well, you know, the way I look at it is this way. You know, we could reduce the speed limit to 10 miles an hour and probably cut our traffic deaths down to nothing. We could replace every bridge at the first sign of any problem. The problem is that life is risky, and we live in a world where we have to do basically risk mitigation.
Yes.
We have to make decisions, and we have to decide what level of risk is acceptable, and certain things will happen. And
yeah.
Unless you really want to live in a concrete bunker...
And that might collapse.
I don't want to have to walk down a path through the woods because we can't have cars and we can't have highways.
Yeah, I think people forget that every day is a risk, and there are many things that could or could not happen to you, and you never know. Look at the people who were actually, the thing that amazes me are the people who were on the bridge, rode it down. I mean, that to me is amazing when you watch. I don't know if you've seen the footage from the surveillance cameras there.
I've not seen it yet, no.
It's amazing. But I mean, these people rode the bridge down, and yet they lived. It's... You never know what's going to happen to you. That's the thing that's... We think everything's okay all the time. We think we're safe all the time. We don't realize.
Do you think that this is... It's kind of just an unavoidable product of human nature that, you know, a couple hundred years ago, people expected risk in everything. Nobody really complained, you know, when a bear charged out of
Absolutely.
The woods and killed them.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the call. We're going to go to Jennifer Griswold, who is waiting for the governor's news conference this morning. Jennifer, where are you specifically?
We're right now on 6th and Main, right by the Stone Arch Bridge. They have a little bit of briefing area here. Governor's expected to show up, as well as both senators, and I believe the mayor as well.
Now, how long have you been up, by the way?
Not too bad. I normally am in at 3:30, and I think they woke me up at 1 a.m., so not that much longer than usual.
Couple of questions. We're hearing a lot about the temperature of the water being a factor in anybody in the water still, which is that? Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard much about that, but you said anyone in the water still in terms of recovery efforts?
Yes.
We have been told that it is recovery and not rescue, and that, you know, right now they're assessing the situation so that they can deal with the crews more than anyone who would be in the water. They were saying as of last night they do not expect, sadly, any more survivors.
Right. How are the crews doing, by the way?
The ones we've seen quite a few coming and going, and I think they're trying to control the people around. Onlookers have been pretty good. Traffic hasn't been too bad. So what we've seen is it's been good. We've seen, we're not right by the water, but a lot of emergency vehicles passing by and getting ready in place, and I understand that they are now in the water.
So you're going to have two senators there, and you're going to have the governor. Any expectations that they're going to respond to some of the myriad number of theories that have been thrown about already this morning about what caused this?
Well, I understand that the governor had been talking to, or was going to talk to the president. I understand that he'll be talking about federal aid, so I'm guessing that they're going to want to plug that element of it. However, you know, there are a lot of media groups here, and I'm sure they'll be asking the tough questions about whether or not this should have happened.
Thank you, Jennifer. We're gonna actually go to the president right now because he's gonna talk right now. So we'll
do
that, and we'll join you guys for the press conference after that. Thank you.
This morning, I told them that the secretary would be there. I told them we would help with rescue efforts, but also told them how much we are in prayer for those who suffered. And I thank my fellow citizens for holding up those who are suffering right now in prayer. We also talked about, in the cabinet meeting, talked about the status of important pieces of legislation before the Congress. We spent a fair amount of time talking about the fact that how disappointed we are that Congress hasn't sent any spending bills to my desk. By the end of this week, members are going to be leaving for their month-long August recess. And by the time they will return, there will be less than a month before the end of the fiscal year on September the 30th. And yet they hadn't passed one of the 12 spending bills that they're required to pass.
Okay, that is the President of the United States speaking regarding what happened in Minneapolis. There's going to be a little politics there. We're also going to have a governor's press conference. I'm also aware that there may be some doctor's press conferences, and we'll join those in progress as well. It's going to be choppy, of course, because you never know what they're going to say. So we're trying to get you guys new information as quickly as we can. Be right back at AM 1500 KSDP, the talk station.
Hi, I'm Peter Marty. Money is a worry, a blessing, and a necessity. So how could it be a god? That's next on Grace Matters.
Listen to Grace Matters every Sunday morning at 6:30 right here on the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP.
This is Lauren from the Home and Garden Show, and I want to tell you about a great product and a great company, Affordable Granite and Stone. If you're thinking about adding granite to your kitchen, your bathroom, or maybe the fireplace, give the folks at Affordable Granite a call at 763-450-3700. Affordable Granite is a husband and wife-owned business, and they offer the best installation of granite I've ever seen. Any joints are just about invisible, and when they're finished, it will look like the granite just grew around your countertops. I visited their showroom and even their warehouse myself and saw the many different types of granite and colors from all over the world. Affordable Granite and Stone is the only one in the industry to offer you stain-free granite. And for your new or existing granite, protect it with Granite Guard, and you'll never need to reseal your granite again. Both come with a 15-year transferable warranty, and 0% financing is available to qualifying purchases. Get the granite you've always wanted, stain-free, with 0% financing, only at Affordable Granite and Stone, just south of Highway 55 on the corner of Vicksburg and Medina Road. Phone number 763-450-3700. 763-450-3700.
My friends love dragging me to this really loud new club, but for me, it's a whole new kind of headache. And going to the gym bores us all to tears, so we tried kickboxing class instead. And I ended up feeling pains in my legs I've never felt before. But whatever, I've got my Advil, and I'm all Advil. Because Advil is my every pain reliever. Doesn't matter what hurts, Advil works. So whatever pain pops up, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
And it's coming up on 10 o'clock here at the Talk Station. A little bit of traffic here for you before the top hour news. First and foremost, avoid all freeways into and through downtown Minneapolis. That means if you normally travel through downtown on East or West 94, don't. Use 694 or 494 to bypass downtown Minneapolis. It will be gridlock. We do have some closures around the scene that might affect you. West River Parkway between 13th Avenue and 1st Street is closed. On the other side of the river, the north side, 2nd Street between 8th Avenue and 11th Avenue is closed. The 10th Avenue Bridge between University Avenue and 2nd Street on the West Bank, that's closed. Authorities using that bridge to transport rescue workers back and forth over the river. 25 extra buses have been running this morning. They will run again this evening from the park and ride locations in the North Metro, Coon Rapids, Maplewood Mall, Northtown Shopping Center, 63rd Avenue and Brooklyn Center, Rosedale, and Roseville City Hall. We'll have more updates available every 15 minutes here on the Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's 10 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky, live at the remnants of the I-35W bridge in Minneapolis.
We're concerned about the structural stability of the bridge. Still, the pieces that remain off the ground.
And so Fire Chief Jim Clack says a slow and methodical search and recovery.